Hello, everybody out there in Cyber Guitar Land, and welcome to my lesson, How to Play Like Chuck Berry, for Guitar Player Magazine here on TrueFire.com. This is Vincent DeMassey, once again. Let's talk about Chuck Berry a little bit. Well, we're going to ask the question, is it possible to overstate Chuck's influence on rock and roll guitar? And the answer is definitely no. His influence cannot be overstated. He is the main man. He is the alpha and the omega of rock and roll guitar. It started with him. Sure, you can point to elements in his style that he took from, say, Hank Williams' country swing, or maybe T-Bone Walker's jump blues. Maybe there's a little bit of Muddy Waters in there. But Berry was the first to put it all together. He did the duck walk. He had the look, the sound. He was an icon. And without him, rock and roll guitar, the way we know it, is not born. Anyway, there's only one example in this lesson, but it is 12 bars long, and it's based on a 12-bar blues pattern in the key of B-flat. So that means you got your one chord, the B-flat, you got your four chord, the E-flat, and you have your five chord, the F. They're all seven chords to give it a bluesy sound. Let's look right away. It starts with a pickup note on the N4 end, and the first measure and the third measure, you have these sliding double stop riffs, which are totally signature of the Chuck Berry style. When you get to the fifth measure, you got this sort of 3/4 riff happening. Then in the seventh measure, you start with bends combined with double stops. In the ninth measure, we start the turnaround, which is the five chord, and there's almost like this little jazz-like sweep picking thing, almost the way a jazz player would play on a 2-5-1 progression, but Berry plays it with a little bit more attitude than that. When we get to the 11th and 12th measures, we sort of have this chromatic thing, and it lands on the root note of an F sharp 7, which we said is the 5 chord. This sets us back up to go to the top. Now, these sort of repeating double stops are similar to what a boogie-woogie piano player might play. If you've heard Jerry Lee Lewis's music, it's similar to that. But Berry took them, he put them on guitar. He added the bends from blues, and you had the birth of the rock and roll style. And how important was this? It was so important you could just go through rock and roll history from the Beach Boys to the Rolling Stones through the Sex Pistols right up to the White Stripes and see the influence of Chuck Berry's playing. You can't overstate it. Anyway, we're going to play the example right now. I'm going to play it slow without accompaniment, and then we're going to try it fast.